Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 19 to 21. Always watch out for the attack from the enemy. We read in Isaiah chapter 21 verses 4 to 6 like this. My heart wavered, fearfulness frightened me. The night for which I longed, he turned into fear for me. Prepare the table, set a watchman in the tower, eat and drink, arise. You princess, anoint the shield, for thus has the Lord said to me, go, set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. In the above passage, Isaiah imagines himself among the exiles in Babylon and cannot help feeling moved by the calamities which come on it. The prophet supposes himself one of the banqueteers at Belshazzar's feast on the night that Babylon was about to be taken by surprise, hence his expression, the night for which I longed. This night that Isaiah mentions may be in reference to King Belshazzar's grand banquet that is described in detail in Daniel chapter 5 verses 1 to 31. In his vision, Isaiah first summons the feast in Babylon to be prepared by furnishing it with meats and drinks. The Babylonians would be feasting when their enemy was at their doors. Having summoned the princes of Babylon to eat and drink, Isaiah summoned them again to anoint the shield in preparation for self-defense. Babylon had many watchtowers on its walls to give notice of any approaching danger while the party was going on. God's direction to Isaiah was to declare what he saw just like a watchman. However, that very night Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain and Darius the Mede received the kingdom. In one night, the self-sufficient Babylon fell to her invaders in 539 BC. The destruction of Babylon, prophesied by Isaiah, gives us a glimpse of how the enemy attacks us personally even today. We have a real enemy who is Satan, who is always looking to attack us. So we should be sober and vigilant because our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We need to resist him steadfast in the faith by fighting the good fight of faith. Along with all the different parts of a spiritual armor, we should also be praying always with all prayer and supplications in the spirit, being watchful to this end and with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. This is how we can always watch out for the attack of the enemy. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ has told us as well. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.